Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And although I miss Andrew very, very much here in Missouri, I want to say thank you to President Trump and United States Attorney General Pam Bondi for selecting Andrew. Missouri has a truly incredible legal talent pipeline, and we know Attorney General Bailey will continue to make our state proud.
That is Governor Mike Kehoe this morning, as Andrew Bailey, the former Attorney General, is now off to a job with the FBI. We are going to get to that in just a moment. First, we want to do this. This is us giving to you again, because we always do. We care about you. We need, if you want to, only if you want to go to the Blues game on the opener, October 9th against the Minnesota Wild at Enterprise Center, and you want a pair of tickets, you need to be caller number 7 to the contest line at 955-1120, 314-955-1120. The best of luck to you.
And now we welcome in John Hancock to get his thoughts on Andrew Bailey heading over to the FBI to be co-deputy, and Catherine Hanaway, the new Missouri Attorney General. John, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Interesting stuff, eh?
It is interesting stuff. Which interesting thing would you like to tackle first, whether it be the new Attorney General or the old Attorney General?
Well, let's start with Andrew. So I know both of these people well. I know Catherine Hanaway very well for many, many years. Andrew, I mean, if you step back and just kind of look at the long-term politics of Missouri, Andrew was on track, potentially, to be the gubernatorial nominee in 2032. He would have, at that point, been a two-term-plus attorney general. The attorney general, historically, has been a very good springboard to governor in Missouri. And this kind of changes, potentially, that dynamic. He's going now to the Trump administration. He's going to be the number two man in the FBI, working with Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. And, that's a big job. And he will have that job, potentially, for the next 3 years. And his future then in Missouri politics is interesting, because at some point that job is over and you come back. And so it really is, from a political, sheer political standpoint, it's a fascinating situation.
Yeah. And so with that, you know, there, what do we know about Catherine Hanaway? You said you know her very well, but in terms of her politics, or how she approaches the office or would approach the office, do you see her carrying on whatever missions he had in the hopper, or would she maybe pivot on some stuff? How would you see it?
Well, let me say this about Catherine. She is a woman of real immense integrity, and I've seen her through thick and thin. And in thin, she's really awesome. and so she's got this history, you know. She had been an attorney. She ran and became a state representative, really was one of the linchpins in changing the legislature from Democrat to Republican in the very early 2000s, a quarter century ago. She was the first Republican Speaker of the House in 50 years. She was the first woman Speaker of the House ever. She then became term limited, and then went on to be appointed by President W. Bush, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri, where she had a wealth of experience prosecuting crime, cooperating with the federal government, certainly cooperating with the Missouri Attorney General. So she's intimately experienced in the job for which she has been appointed. I think it's a brilliant appointment by Governor Kehoe. She went on to become, most recently, the managing partner at Hush Blackwell, one of the largest law firms in Missouri and a national law firm. So she's stepping away from that to serve again as Missouri Attorney General. As far as her priorities, the most interesting one to me, anyway, is the case of Sam Page, because those charges were brought by Andrew Bailey. And now Catherine Hanaway inherits the adjudication of that particular case I can't predict how it's going to turn out, but I think it's going to be something to keep an eye on.
We have a viewer or listener, Robert, who's watching on YouTube and wants to know if with Bailey moving on, does that mean my sheriff might be saved? And as you know, John, I have been on a campaign to save my sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, from the likes of Andrew Bailey, because I think we should have him forever in St. Louis if we want him. How do you think she will approach that particular situation? Because
all right, let me take a moment and gaze into my crystal ball. I have to pick it up here.
John, there it is. Has no use okay. for you, Ron.
Give me a second now. I have to shake it up.
Okay.
I have to shake it up. I think, Chris, you are out of luck.
Oh no.
I think you're out of luck, Chris. I think the Montgomery case is going to proceed, but that's just my crystal ball.
Okay. So my campaign, I really care about my campaign, and I think it's going to fail miserably. But
it's going to look like a John Hancock campaign before it's all said and done.
Oh, John. That's not. You're always a winner in our books.
Come on, John.
John. Well, okay, speaking of winners and losers, is this appointment of Andrew Bailey as co-deputy director of the FBI, is this an indictment of Dan Bongino and Trump maybe being irritated with Bongino's focus on the Epstein file?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I've heard that expressed. It does make sense when you kind of read the tea leaves. There's a lot of speculation in Washington that Bongino is on his way out. So, you know, we'll keep an eye tuned to that. I certainly can't pretend to be an expert on the inner workings of the Trump administration. But this would seem to be a case. And we know that Bongino has had screaming incidents with Pam Bondi and others in that office. Scott Bessent, I think, as well. So, you know, if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would say that Bongino was probably weeks or months away from being removed.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it seems, which would leave Bailey as the only acting deputy director of the FBI. How, I mean, in terms of his role there and knowing what you know about him, I mean, I guess we kind of touched on this here, but how good at that job do you think he will be? Because we have... You know, I don't have a ton of confidence, and we've talked about this before, in a lot of the people that have been appointed for some of these pretty important jobs around the country. Some of them I do, but many of them I do not. Is this one of those good ones that you think, or could it end up not going well?
Well, he's certainly a cut above Dan Bongino. you know, Andrew is a bulldog. And Andrew is a detail guy. And before he was attorney general, he was the general counsel for Governor Parson. And I worked with him in that capacity some. And I found him to be very helpful, very thorough, a very good follow through. Something that I don't think is a particular skill set of Kash Patel. And I don't think it's a particular skill set of Dan Bongino. So I think he will be an asset to that operation. I don't think he will have a big role in directing the overall policy direction of the FBI. I could be wrong about that. But he's somebody that is very capable of making the trains run on time. Whether he's setting the train routes or not will remain to be seen. But he's better than Bongino by far. That was alliterative. And I think he'll do a good job. My concern for Andrew is... He, you know, as Missouri's attorney general, he was very popular. He was very much respected by certainly the Republican establishment and by the donors. And he's walking into what even the strongest Trump supporter would agree, I think, an administration that's got a lot of chaos about it. And an administration, if you look back over the course of the last now 10 years of Donald Trump leading the White House and then the post-White House and now the White House again, people come and go at a pretty high clip there. And so I would be concerned for Andrew in that regard. But in terms of his capacity, his intellect, his work ethic, all of those things, I think he excels.
John, my understanding is that this is the first time in the FBI's history that they've had two deputy directors, that there's been two people in this position. I, like I said, would have to double check on all of that, but that's my understanding. So with this being the case, could Andrew Bailey have turned down this offer? Would that have been a big mistake if he was hoping to advance under this administration?
I don't think he could have turned down this offer. Yeah. My understanding is that President Trump called him personally and said, I need you. And when the president calls, it's very hard to answer. Interestingly here, and I would contrast this with Senator Eric Schmidt, who in the interim period, post-election, pre-inauguration, was a very prominent name being floated for attorney general. And Eric Schmidt proactively came out and said, I will not be attorney general. And he did that before he was asked by President Trump. And because he did that, he is still the United States Senator from Missouri, doing well in that capacity. And, you know, when you get a call from the president cold and he says, I need you, your country needs you, you can't say no to that.
So even like, I mean, even if he's thinking, oh, no, this is career suicide, or oh no, as you mentioned, this is a tumultuous administration, this is riskier than becoming a U.S. senator, he had to take it.
Yes, and I think everybody that has accepted an offer from President Trump to serve has gone in with the belief that they can make things better, mm-hmm. they could persevere, they can improve the circumstance, and you know. For Andrew's sake, I hope that's the case here.
There is a listener who texts into the show, and I don't think you explicitly said this one way or another, but the listener would like to know if Hanaway, the new attorney general in Missouri, would be more of a MAGA Republican or a traditional Republican that we know.
Well, Catherine's been a movement conservative her entire political career. I don't expect anything different. And I don't know how much MAGA you can inject into the Missouri Attorney General's office. I think what Catherine's going to do is I think she's going to be very professional. I think she's going to surround herself with very strong people. That's been her career history. And I think she'll execute the duties of that office as well as they've ever been executed.
John Hancock, we love talking to you. We did not want to wait until Friday. Yeah. We thought this was a good time to do it. So, thank you for giving us a few moments here.
It's always a pleasure, guys.
And you are not getting paid for this.
That's what they tell me.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you, John.
See you soon.
John Hancock, political strategist, all-around great guy. We love John Hancock. And yes, he and Michael Kelly sit in with us mm-hmm. on the Chris and Amy Show every Friday morning from 9 until 10, and it is either highly informative or completely ridiculous. Usually it's a mix of both of those things, and you should listen in. Congratulations, Fred in St. Louis.
Hey, Fred.
Hopefully it's not Fred Bottomer, because that would be illegal. But Fred won the tickets to see the Blues and Wild October 9th at Enterprise Center. It's the opener. And if you missed out today, don't worry. You'll have an opportunity tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday to win. You got to be listening to the Chris and Amy Show in order to get your chance to win those Blues tickets.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.